I'm the brains of this shit, Dan.
I'm the comedy relief, Jeff.
And I'm the guy who came back from the dead. I'm Charlie. I haven't been here for a while, but I'm back.
Yeah, Encore Welcome Gamers back, episode Charlie? 26.
Yeah.
Charlie's triumphant return. All right, we got a... I know what some of you are thinking. Awesome. Ready to talk about Ready Player One. Can't wait to hear what these guys say. We're not doing that this week.
No.
Why aren't we? Because that's the April Fool's joke! What? Oh, no, actually, we are going to do it next week.
Yeah, I haven't finished the book, so...
Yeah, I read that shit in 2 days.
Yeah, and I was a page 100 at the beginning of the month, and now I'm a page 140. Yeah.
I'm just on page one, because I didn't know this. You guys were going to read the book. But hey, I'm on page one, don't feel too bad, Jeff.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know it's been plenty of time, but I don't know. I feel like I have to be in the right mood to read a book. And yeah, it's not like I don't like reading books, but it's just, I gotta be in a certain mindset, you know, a certain environment. Yeah.
Gotta have some champagne.
It's like, like Dan told me that he can't read a book unless it's like quiet.
Yeah, if there's like noise and distractions.
I can't read a book unless there's a background noise. Yeah, but it's something like a TV or, you know, some kind of video or streaming or something in the background. Machine, yeah, just something like that. Not like kids screaming and
pretty much for me to do anything, I need the noise machine in the background. It's like if I'm watching TV, I need the noise machine still, or just read, just do anything.
Yeah, at least your house isn't haunted, because then that would suck.
It's your house. Your house haunted?
This house right here.
Yeah.
There's been a few occasions that made me wonder, but they're so far between that I don't really think so. Mm. I think it's just my mind playing tricks on me, because you know, like on the house. Usually there's a little bit more consistency to it, you know?
Mm.
But I've seen some things like here or there, and I'm like, I feel about that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like ghosts.
Yeah. I like ghosts too. I want to actually go ghost hunting. I want that to be a thing that I do. Yeah. Charlie knows I've been talking about this for like
a couple years. I want to talk to a ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, you like with the noise machine?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do, but... Yeah, you kind of think it kind of interrupts things, like that kind of.
I don't like the whole spirit box thing.
Oh,
spirit box. I prefer like the Ophulus, where it's just like a box that has a bunch of like words in its dictionary, and through the manipulation of the electromagnetic waves, it'll say a word. So it'll say like teeth, magnet, or something like that, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Instead of just being like, boy. It's like really loud, you know.
You've been watching a lot of ghost hunting shows, haven't you?
I really want to go ghost hunting.
Yeah.
On to the news.
Uh-huh.
All right. So Black Tusk, the people that are currently making the Gears of War games, have released a teaser. So it looks like there's going to be a new Gears of War game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Charlie, you've
played. It's been a while, isn't it?
It's been a while. It's been.
I've really enjoyed the Gears of War games.
You excited for a new one?
No, why not? I mean, the last one, Judgment, I wasn't really into it.
Was there a story point where, like, alright, I can see where they could keep this going, or...
No, it seems like they're kind of dragging it.
Okay.
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
But... So maybe it's a prequel, maybe it's when the invasion first happens.
It's prequels all the time nowadays.
Yep.
I want to talk about Bloodborne.
Okay, Bloodborne, do it.
Let me talk about Bloodborne, right? I don't know. Have you had a chance to play Bloodborne?
I haven't yet.
I've watched
a lot of videos though.
You
I
will don't at have the end tonight.
I don't have the game. I don't have the game, but I played it here at Dan's.
Mm.
And the game looks really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh man. Okay. I've been loving it. I've been loving it real bad.
Yeah. Apparently Dan's been playing Bloodborne.
Loving it real bad.
Instead of eating it. Yeah, no, it's a thing.
It's a thing. All right.
So
I've heard some advice that at the beginning of the game, you should kind of like stay in the same area and kind of kill the same kind of enemies for a while to kind of build up a little bit, grind a little bit first before you go out.
I don't think that's even advice. I think that's just going to happen whether you want it to or not. I think you're going to die. You're going to go back, get your souls. Eventually you're going to do that enough times, you're going to be like, look at your souls and be like, oh, hey, I have, like, 10,000 of the things. I should probably spend them on something. But you can't.
Oh.
You can buy items, stuff like that, but you can't level up until you reach a certain point in the game.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Because you need a specific thing to actually be able to talk to the person that levels up. Levels you up.
Oh, that's what that one guy was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard something like that in the stream, and I wasn't really sure what they were talking about. But now it makes a lot more sense. Speaking of streaming Bloodborne, some guy, and apparently, you know, he's not the only guy that's actually doing it, but some guy did a speedrun of Bloodborne and did it in 44 minutes.
Yeah,
said 44 minutes real time and 40 minutes, I guess, in game or whatever.
Like loading screens, like, without, and stuff?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So that seems a little insane.
Yeah.
It's, you know, less than an hour to go through, you know, this whole game. And then, you know, I mean, there's a lot of game exploits that he's taking advantage of. And
like when that Dark Souls 2 one I showed you where he's just going through the entire glitching under the floor of the game world and stuff like that, like running above.
Yeah, there's like nothing there. There's just like a solid color.
That'd be interesting. I just picked that game up used for like
Dark Souls 2?
Yeah, for like $15. Like, I haven't even played it yet.
I think I might pick up the upgraded release on the PlayStation 4 that they do.
Oh, that's right. They're going to do that with all the DLC included.
With all the DLC, yeah. Because after playing, like... Because I've always been interested in those games, the FromSoft games, or at least since the PlayStation 3, because they've been doing games beforehand.
Mm.
But I've always been interested. I've watched, like a lot of people play through all of them, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls 1 and 2.
Mm.
And, like, Bloodborne coming out, I was like, Bloodborne looks pretty sick.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to jump in and get it this time instead of watching people play it. So happy that I did. It's so good.
You never want to watch people play a game that you know you want, dude.
Because I was always curious about the other ones. Like, they look good and stuff like that, but I'm not sure if I would like it. But I like the story and I like the way it looks and stuff like that. But Bloodborne, I was just like, it was just too cool for me not to want to play it.
So yeah, there's an exploit also in the game and where you can double your items. But that was taken care of. It was patched, and this is something that this guy, the speedrunner, took advantage of, but they are no longer going to be able to do that. So
now we're
gonna it's going to change the speed run somehow. And I figured, like, the speed run, these numbers now are not going to be worth anything anymore because the game has changed.
It's not,
you know what I mean? So
I mean, it's not like you can revert back to the. Well, I guess if you uninstalled it and reinstalled it without your PlayStation being on,
it for? Oh no, it can't force you if you're not online, right?
Yeah, if you're not online, it can't force you.
Like, it would still feel like unofficial or cheating that way.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it'll be a subcategory of the speedrun section.
Not anymore.
Bloodborne version.
Not anymore, though, dude. I think they would just do away with it because it wouldn't matter at this point. It just doesn't matter anymore. Oh, another thing I want to talk about, which is kind of cool, and I know you said that Google's done it before. But you can actually play Pac-Man on Google Maps.
Oh, I was just reading about
that. Dude, I actually played it.
When I said that, I was thinking of something else. But I think what you're talking about, after you told me about it, it was I don't think I've seen Google do that exactly.
Google's done a bunch of weird things. Yeah, they did Space Invaders one time.
I think you saw
Space Invaders. Missile Snake. Command. They did Missile Command at one point.
Oh, yeah. I think you could still do that, actually.
Yeah.
I think so.
I remember playing a Pac-Man just on their load screen on the Google thing itself.
Yeah,
Pac-Man once.
That was cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
That was I think that was one of the first times they did like an animated title screen.
Yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of the first time when you told me about it.
I think the Google Maps thing is really cool because you can pick any city.
Oh.
And it turns. I think it turns the major roads into. The Pac-Man alley right there with all the pellets and stuff.
That'd be cool to try San Francisco.
It's like the same thing. Dude. You just play a Pac-Man game with, like, weird angles, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It was fun to play. I mean, got a little old after a while, but because the sounds aren't there.
Yeah.
So,
the sounds aren't there?
Yeah, there's this.
That sucks.
But, yeah, that was super fun. I like doing that. I'll probably do it again. I don't know when they're going to take that down, though.
All right, so Halo 5 is release day has been announced. It's going to come out October 27th.
Hmm.
Charlie, since you're the only Xbox owner that's been on this show for like the past 20 episodes, are you excited for that? You gonna get back in that Halo?
Yes and no. I mean, it's like It seems like, well, at least the multiplayer from what I've seen and what I've heard, it just seems like a Call of Duty in space. I've heard that. I don't know if you guys have heard that, too, about the multiplayer.
Don't have an Xbox.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. Well, I'm always excited for, like, a new Halo. Actually, I think the story and the storyline of Halo has always been pretty decent. But the multiplayer, I don't know.
I haven't played past the third one, so I don't know how the fourth one did. It looked pretty interesting. I was definitely down to play it, but never had a chance to.
They make a live action movie out of that, or is it being done right now?
I think they did like a TV show or something like that.
Yeah.
There's something about a movie though. Is that
the movie? I'm not sure if I've heard of that.
There was Ford Unto Dawn, but I don't know if it was live action.
No, I don't think that one was. I think that was cartoon.
Or like CG animated or something like that. Yeah, but they're doing a TV show. They're doing like live action commercials and stuff for the game. So maybe that's what you're thinking of. Because they were gonna do a TV show, and then Microsoft like ditched its TV brand.
I saw something where one of the, I don't even know what they are, the Master Chief guys, like whatever.
The Spartans?
Yeah.
Spartans? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So there's one Spartan that shoots another Spartan in the chest, and like there's a big old hole, and he says something to him, I forgot what it was, and it seemed like it was like a movie trailer to me.
Oh, no, that's the ad. That's the ad they're running for Halo 5.
For Halo. Oh, that's right. That is right.
Oh.
Yeah. Where did I hear about the movie? I heard about some movie somewhere. I don't know.
It's probably when Microsoft was announced Xbox One. You probably confused the TV show with the movie because it was perhaps having somebody like Spielberg was working on it or something like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. ESL announces Mortal Kombat X Pro League.
Oh.
You know what ESL is, right?
What is it?
Electronic Sports League.
Wait, how's that different from MLB? MLG.
Major League Gaming? Yeah. It's just a different one, I guess.
Oh, it's a different one.
So now we got NFL versus MLB. Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got $1,000 U.S. weekly prizes given out for North America,
Europe. Wait, this is just straight Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat 10, yeah.
Just for Mortal Kombat?
This is a pro league of Mortal Kombat 10.
Okay. Well, I thought that was called Evo.
8 cups up for grabs. No, because Evo's everything.
Yeah, but they're separated into the world's best. The world's best go to Evo, dude.
Yeah.
Global finals will take place in Burbank, California with a prize pool of at least $50,000.
Wow.
$50,000.
$50,000.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh. They're really trying to promote this game.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Competitors in the North American and European regions will be fighting on the Xbox One version.
Huh.
While the CIS common something region, CIS region will be combating on PC.
PC?
PC.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. I wonder why they don't want to use the PlayStation 4.
I know there's been fighting game tournaments where they've used PCs. But it hasn't. That doesn't really happen. It's not really a common thing.
That doesn't happen at Evo, right?
There's no PCs. No, there's no PCs. And Evo's doing PlayStation this year, right?
They have to.
Sony's making.
They have making to because of the Street Fighter 4 upgrade, whatever. Yeah.
Street Fighter 5.
No, Street Fighter 4, the re-release on the PS4.
Oh yeah, no one's gonna buy that though.
Yeah, nobody's gonna buy that. But I mean, that's what they're.
I mean, Street Fighter 5 is coming out like next year. Why buy Street Fighter 4 at this point? After it's been out for so long and just
because that's the version they're gonna be playing at Evo. You gotta get used to the new speed and power of the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
It's pointless. It's pointless to buy it.
Alright, actually, swinging back around to Bloodborne, there's a YouTuber by the name of Dave Jewett. Yeah, I pronounced that right. He's playing Bloodborne on this YouTube channel, and he's donating £1 to leukemia and lymphoma research every time that he dies in the game. So
I wonder if he's going to purposely die just to kind of...
I think he would.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just to add some more money to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. So as to why he's doing it, this is what he said. I was inspired by what they were doing in Denmark, giving free copies of the game to those who give blood. The people on my channel have been real kind to me lately, so I wanted to give something back. And I thought with the combination of Bloodborne and Blood Cherry seemed to match.
That's cool. Blood. Give some of your blood. Donate some of your blood, and you get Bloodborne.
Not necessarily.
Or how did that work?
All right, so in Denmark, they had a problem with people donating blood. They were running out of blood, right? So they said, hey, donate blood, roll this die, whatever die, whatever number comes up, that's the game you get. One of those games.
Oh, but you would get a game anyway.
You would get a game anyway.
Okay.
One of those games was Bloodborne, and one of those was the PlayStation 4 console.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So you told me you had like a 1 out of 6 chance?
I don't know.
Or was this like a D&D die?
It might have been a D&D die. I think I don't think they're gonna have like that many PlayStation 4s just hanging around. But yeah, all for the cost of giving some blood, helping people out with their blood needs.
It's always good to hear these kind of stories come out of the gaming community, because there's always like so many bad feelings like going on a lot of times with against gamers, and I just love
The angry moms are still out there. They are still out there. And it's just I think it's more, it's not talked about like too much anymore in the media because it's just like everybody's just kind of over it. It's like it's not really news anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back in the Mortal Kombat days, their moms are just like, no, Mortal Kombat, you got to give this video games a rating system and all this crap. And I was like, oh my God, it's just a game. Yeah. Probably because I like the game and I was playing it all the time. But, but like, no, it's just whatever, dude. I mean, people are going to be angry. It's not news. Nobody cares anymore.
Speaking of the charity things, you're all familiar with the PlayStation Heroes charity thing?
I've heard about it. I'm not really too familiar. Something about them giving money.
If you go on the PlayStation Store, there's a little tab. One of the tabs is called PlayStation Heroes. And you can buy themes for your PlayStation, avatars, and you can buy games, and they'll be somewhat more expensive, right? And like that money goes into charities and stuff like that. But it also enters you into a raffle.
Uh-huh.
And if you win the raffle, you get to play, you know, with like Sean White or some famous like sports guy. You can play video games against them or something like that, right? It's like the big draw. So you get a chance to meet somebody famous, basically, right? So Microsoft has decided to kind of do their own version of that. I think they're calling it Be the One, is what they're calling it. I don't know how I feel about the name.
Xbox One, Be the One.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. It works with the slogan, you know, it's Be the One Who Makes a Difference, but like by itself,
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, Xbox might be the one. So it works pretty much in much the same way. You know, things will be more expensive, you got the charity and stuff like that. But there is one noticeable difference between the PlayStation One and the Microsoft One, at least at this given point in time. And it has to do with the lineup of the people you can meet up with. Obviously, they have different people. But notably, there is one person that I think is kind of drawing some, you know, raising some eyebrows. One of the famous people that you could, you know, hang out with for a day, play games with and stuff like that is the famous adult film actress Gianna Michaels.
Is this for sexual favors?
No. They cannot legally put that into a contract.
No, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up, people. But I mean, it's just to hang out, play games with them. Yeah.
A lot of people are getting into the charity stuff. I mean, Twitch does a lot of charity. I don't know. I think Twitch specifically does, but a lot of individual gamers do it on their channels, and they'll donate money. And AGDQ.
AGDQ, and they also have Awesome Games Done Quickly do a
yearly one where they raise. Last year they raised like $1 million.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were that big.
Yeah, they raised $1 million, dude. It was the biggest. I mean, it was the biggest donation ever. And they, what was that for? I forgot what it was for. Oh my God, I can't believe I don't remember what it was for. But yeah, it was $1 million, dude. Wow. $1 million, dude. People just, I mean, there was a feature where. Where you would bid for naming a character. Like, say they start out playing Zelda, right? Yeah. And these are all speedruns. Weirdest games, too.
The entire thing is just a speedrun. They get pretty famous speedrun people to play.
They did Chrono Trigger. Speedrun of Chrono Trigger, which there was some weird stuff in that game I never knew existed. But, yeah. and, you know, they would have bid wars for naming Chrono, Luca and Marl.
Like Magus.
Magus, everybody. So every time a new character came in, even Epoch, the Time Machine, there was a bid war for naming the Time Machine.
Oh, nice.
So, like, yeah, like every time a new character, they're like, okay, we got like, you know, 20 minutes, so start bidding to name this character. And then they would be like, okay, 5 minutes. You know, it's coming in like in the next like 3 minutes, so it's cut off time, and then they would give them whatever name they wanted, dude. They bid the highest, and some people were bidding like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for naming a character.
That's crazy.
And, yeah. And it's not, you know, it's not even just Twitch. Like, you know, going back to the porn stars, the porn industry has tried donating money. But the only thing about that is a lot of people won't take their money. They try to do all this charity work, and there's one, there's one called, don't ask me how I know this. All right. I think I've heard it in conversation at some point, but there's one called, Hump the Bundle, which is a play on Humble Bundle,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you get to buy stuff and, they, you know, all the money and, the money goes to charity.
Yeah.
And they try to, the industry tries to give this money to certain charities, and the charity's like, no, we're not touching this money. We're not touching this money. This money's gross. And I was like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. Just, you know, this is for a good cause. Mm. Who cares where the money came from? I mean, it didn't come from illegal, activities, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, like, I understand if the money's really dirty, like if it came from, like, drug trafficking or something like that, then whatever, like, dude. Don't take the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, but this is something that's legal. It's something that is norm. You know what I mean? It's it's not uncommon anymore. So, just take the money, dude. Yeah. It's for research, for cancer research, for saving people. Come on.
So, yeah. I mean, do you think Microsoft made a bad choice by adding Jalen Michaels?
It's a bold move, and I think.
I mean, it makes sense to do it. You know, like who's the largest gaming demographic? A bunch of male guys, and you know.
Yeah.
Like
teens
to mid-30s, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, Gianna Michaels, oh, yeah, take my money, right? I want to hang out with her for a day.
I like Gianna Michaels. She's a pretty girl.
So it makes sense as in getting more people to, like, you know, get that money, right? Mm. But, I mean...
It seems like it's all an effort just to raise more funds.
Yeah,
but... I mean, I don't think they're trying to...
You think Microsoft's going to be able to give away the money?
I don't think it would matter.
You think because her involvement...
No. Because there's no sexual. There's nothing sexual about it.
There's no sex about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just meeting a famous person. What it doesn't matter what they do. They're famous. You know. It's just you getting to play with them. I guess video games or something.
There's no video sexual games.
You can play games with them. I think it's from what I understand, you just kind of like hang out for a day. And, like, they'll have Xboxes there for you to play on and stuff like that.
See, that's cool. Whatever, man. You know what I mean? What. I think I don't see why they would frown upon a porn star being a gamer, because they're people, dude. They're people.
Yeah.
They're gamers in everywhere. There's gamers everywhere, dude. No matter what profession they're at, dude. I'm sure there's doctors that are gamers. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on.
I mean,
anybody really frowns upon this, I would punch him in the face.
So, I mean, given the choice, let's say, I don't know who everybody is involved. I mean, I know the Gianna Michaels, that was, like, you know, the big thing that people want to talk about. But let's say Brad Pitt was one of them or something like that. The choice between hanging out with Brad Pitt, he's super cool.
Brad Pitt is super fat now, dude.
Is he?
Yeah. He's not very celebrity-like anymore.
I got a good one. Someone real likable and, you know, type of person. Let's say you hang out with Seth Rogen. Say, Rogen's cool. You know, it'd be cool to hang out with him.
I sound like Seth Rogen.
You sound like Seth Rogen, yeah. Mm. Or hang out with Gianna Michaels. I mean, would you go for, like, oh, she's a porn star? Would you go, like, Seth Rogen's a cool guy? What do you think, Charlie?
Yeah, I would say, yeah, Seth Rogen's a cool guy.
You would go with Seth Rogen?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, it'd be, like, more, I mean, to be honest, it'd be, like, more substance, like, to, I mean, just be more interesting person, you know.
As much as my body says go with Gianna Michaels, I think...
You don't want that selfie shot with her? Like,
I do, but I honestly do think that Seth Rogen would be the more... the funnest person to be out of those two.
Right.
Like, to hang out with. You know, if you get to hang out with one of those two for a whole day, I think that Seth Rogen would be the better choice.
Yeah. I mean, I know myself. I'd be able to think of, like, so many questions to ask him.
Right.
I mean,
what can you ask Gianna, dude?
Yeah, I know. Except, you know, it's like
you can get to know her as a person.
Yeah,
yes.
You know so much about Seth Rogen thanks to the media. Yeah. What do you know about Gianna Michaels?
You don't want me to answer that.
Oh my god! Not that you would know.
conversation. I hear a conversation.
Again, I just want to clarify, Seth Rogen is not confirmed for this. I was just throwing that out as an example.
But, yeah. I say good for them, dude. Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting the headlines, and that's kind of what you want, right?
Yeah, for sure. It brings it out into the light. No. And people are going to be a lot of male gamers ages 18 to 30 are going to be happy about this, I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. What do you want to talk about next?
NorCal Regionals. NorCal Regionals is this week. And I was going to attend, but now I'm not going to attend.
Why not?
Because of Easter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right. I mean, if I want to go over there, the day that I want to be there the most would be Sunday because of the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to watch the finals. The top eight is, like, the most hype out of everything.
And, oh, yeah.
But it falls on Easter, so it's just... It's not gonna happen. I'm gonna spend more time with my kids and do a little Akon and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I'd rather do that than actually just kind of be up there. But there's a cool thing happening at NorCal Regionals, and it's because of Easter. So anybody, and this is only I believe it's only on Sunday that they're doing this, but anybody who comes in with bunny ears on Sunday is going to get a half off discount on a spectator badge, which is cheaper on Sunday anyway, because I think the spectator badge is $15 for all 3 days. But if you come in only on Sunday and buy one, they knock it down to like $10, something like that. So if you come in, in with bunny ears, it's going to be $5 to watch the finals of NorCal Regionals. It's a good deal.
It's still a nice little fun thing to do. Do they usually fall on Easter thing, or is this like something?
I know last year it didn't fall on Easter.
Okay, so
but last year got moved though. Like it wasn't. Last year was the first. Was the first year in Sacramento, and they really liked the venue there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were talking about the hotel staff being a lot more friendly or a lot more lenient towards the noise and all that stuff. And they just liked it better there, and then so they're keeping it in Sacramento. I lost my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Bunny ears in NorCal regions.
Oh, yeah, bunny ears. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Wow, you really lost your train of thought on that.
Yeah, that's cool. Dude. $5, you know, watch that. I would totally be down to watch it, but it's Easter, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still probably catch it on stream. I mean, it's not going to be done till like 8 p.m., you know, 9 o'clock. That's usually going to be like around, the last fight will be around that time. Maybe even a little later, dude.
You'll be looking for those bunny ears on stream?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to be looking for the people there. There's like a bunch of bunny ears sticking out.
That would be pretty funny, actually. You think any of the competitors will join in on the fun?
There's a lot of people. I think there's a lot of the big names that, you know, like to have fun like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm sure I'll see some people like that.
It'd be pretty cool. It'd be nice to see some bunny ears.
Yeah, man. You know, it's all in the name of fun, man.
So, we got a new month coming up. So, that means free PlayStation Plus games. I have that brought up right now. Pop that out real quick.
What do we got?
Tower of Guns, a roguelike first-person shooter with randomized levels. I'm actually really interested in this one.
This is a Binding of Isaac meets first-person Call of Duty or something, right?
I think so, something like that.
We'll call it that. My advice, Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, let's call it that. I've been kind of, I think I know what game this is, and I was kind of interested in it. I almost kind of bought it on Steam or something like that.
Oh, you've seen this game before?
I think so. If it's the one I'm thinking of, then yes, and I kind of wanted to buy it, and now they're going to give it to me for free. So, yay! Hmm. Let's see, there's also a game called Aru's Awakening, a 2D action platformer. You're in charge of a mythical creature who has to juggle his teleportation and charging skills to make it through the levels.
Is this one described as a Metroidvania type of game? I thought I heard.
No, you're thinking of Axiom's Verge.
Oh, Axiom's Verge, okay.
That is out, but it's not for free.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I never heard of Aru's, whatever. I mean, it could be good. I'd be interested to check it out.
So, platformer puzzle.
Platformer puzzle thing, yeah. Kind of Ori, sounds a little Ori in the Blind Forest-like. So maybe they're trying to capitalize on that thing. PS4 owners will be able to get Never Alone, the one that became popular because of the whole Native American Alaska people thing. When that was created based on stories told by Inuits from Alaska.
Oh.
Interesting. Didn't hear about that.
Let's see. PlayStation 3, you'll be able to get a Dishonored.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no way. Yeah. I wanted to play that for the longest time, dude. And now I get it for free.
Yeah, you might have to buy a new PlayStation 3, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I keep forgetting about that. God damn it.
Did we mention that last stream?
I don't remember. No, because it happened on... wait, did we?
Well, in case we didn't, Jeff's PlayStation 3 might be dead.
Yeah, it died on... It froze on stream.
It sounds like it burned out.
Mm. It froze on stream, and...
You have the original PlayStation 3 fat?
No, I have a fat one, but I think mine's the second generation. So it's not the one that plays the PS2 games.
I've been lucky. I got the first generation one. Still
going still good. Good, huh?
Still going
damn,
good.
Yeah.
Mine's still going good. Yeah. Granted, you probably played it more than both of us because of your streaming.
Yeah.
So there might be some wear and tear issues there or something like that. Or
When I got the
PlayStation 3, I played it a lot. Like, just when I got it. Like, I was playing it a bunch, especially when Street Fighter, dude.
Oh, yeah, the
Street Fighter. Dude, I spent hours and hours on Street Fighter, dude. But I interrupted you. Sorry, Charlie.
Oh, no, that's right. No, I was going to say, I'm kind of careful with my PS3 because I notice, like, the fans will turn on kind of loudly. And I try to play it, like, about just not much more than an hour, hour and a half at a time. And then give it a break. Because, I mean, I really want to keep the PS3 that I have because it's the PS2 compatible one.
Yeah.
PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 in one box. I like that.
Yeah. That is nice.
So, I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford it back then.
I couldn't afford it. That thing was super expensive. Are you going to pick up a new one for your streams? You could probably use like 100, maybe 50 bucks.
Okay, so someone told me to just kind of cut the main power. Unplug it, basically.
Yeah.
And let all that residual electricity just dissipate.
I think didn't it just freeze once? I mean, my PS3 is frozen once before.
Okay, no, the game froze on stream. I was streaming
Uncharted.
Okay.
And the game froze.
Oh.
Right? So I'm just like, damn it, right? And the game froze. Okay, escape out, do it again. I hit the PlayStation button, nothing happened. I held the PlayStation button, nothing happened. So I held the power button to turn it off. I can reset it, right? And it wasn't turning off. Like, it was going through the motions, like it looked like, you know, like it started flashing the little light.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was going to turn off, but it wouldn't go. And then it made a weird beeping sound and it just shut off.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So I tried to turn it back on and it does another weird beeping thing and it just won't turn on. Mm. And it's just, I don't know.
What's the weird beeping thing sound like?
It's, you know, it's just like starting doo doo
things. No, it's just a quick doo doo.
No, I don't know.
Because I know computers, if there's something wrong...
It doesn't sound like...
It has a specific set of beeps that if you know the beeps, it'll tell you what's wrong.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to it. But it doesn't matter. It's not the regular, like... Because when it starts your PlayStation 3, I think it's a single beep. But I don't even remember, dude, because I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. Well, one thing I know is, like, if you have no game in... And you press the eject button, it'll go dee dee if there's no disc in there.
And it won't turn on, right? I think I've tried that. Or does it actually turn on?
If you have it off.
If you have it off, I mean.
I'm just saying that the only double beep thing I know is like if you press the eject button with no disc inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay attention to it. I'm going to see how many beeps. Actually, you know, that's probably good.
Record it.
Can't record it? I'm here.
Your phone.
Yeah.
Take your phone, record on your phone, you can hear the beeps, and you can like, hey, you've heard this before.
Oh, like, you know, for the listeners?
Maybe for the listeners or for anybody that might have had a bad PS4 and like got an infection or something like that.
One of the guys on stream that was chatting with, he said that that's exactly what happened to his PlayStation 3 when his Blu-ray disc reader, whatever.
It wouldn't turn back on?
When his drive went out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't actually ask him if his didn't turn back on because I didn't actually try while I was chatting with him.
Okay.
So I just kind of gave it because it was so late at night. It was like 1 in the morning. I think it was like 1:20, something like that. Hmm. And by then, I already played a bunch of hours, so I was just like, eh, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I just turn it off, and then the next day is when I try turning it on, and it just wouldn't go.
Yeah, so that, I definitely would say, yeah, definitely try power cycling it, see if that works. Also, look up the BIOS boot up command. I think it's like you hold the...
There's a command for it?
The power button for like so many seconds. Oh,
I think
like
I did that at one point. I think I had to do that at one point for something.
Try doing it again, see if that'll...
Like holding it down for 6 seconds or something like that?
Yeah, like, it causes like a reset, doesn't it? Oh, there's one where if you hold it down for a certain amount of time, it does a reset. But if you hold it for longer, it goes into the...
Like
into
the BIOS.
Yeah.
See if you can get into the BIOS. If not, then it doesn't sound good. I would do the power cycle first. That way you don't have to delete anything you might have on there.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot.
A lot.
But otherwise, it could be like a hard drive thing. It could be a lot of things.
You know what I was going to say? I would say it doesn't seem like it's a hard drive thing, in my opinion, because I've heard you can even like turn PlayStation 3 on without a hard drive. That's just saving stuff in there. It's like it's just like the OS is actually not in the hard drive.
Right. It couldn't be. Yeah. Because unless it installed it. Yeah. I can see that. I don't think it's a Blu-ray drive because, again, you don't need to use the Blu-ray drive to play if you have a downloaded game.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't necessarily.
Let's just
hope
it's not a blown CPU or a RAM chip.
That would be game over.
Okay. Stop scaring me. I don't want to have to buy a new one, man.
Speaking of consoles, so Nintendo's coming out with the new NX, right? Mm-hmm. They've been pretty mum about it. But I've heard some interesting stuff about the NX. Because they've been saying that they want it to be like an innovative new console, right? Like a whole new gaming experience, change the way people play games.
Yeah, since the Wii, they've been trying to figure out new ways to immerse people into their gaming world. You know, the Wiimote, which was really cool. The Wiimote was really cool, especially with the Wii Sports. And,
yeah,
I mean, I think everybody would buy the console for Wii Sports.
That's why it sold a million copies. Yeah. A lot of people bought that and didn't buy games.
Anything else? And then the Wii U, I mean, they did the gamepad thing, you know what I mean? Trying to immerse people in it, but you can do extra stuff. It's like a 3DS mixed in with a Wii.
I mean, the Wiimote was just...
Or just a DS, I guess. Not really a 3DS, but...
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, I mean, they keep trying new stuff, you know, just different things that aren't there. Things that, you know, Sony doesn't have, so that Xbox doesn't have, so...
So they don't have to compete with graphics.
It's good to be innovative, but... Don't make it a system that's going to be so hard to program for or gimmicky.
Hold up, Charlie. Yeah. Let's listen to this. Oh, okay. See if this will change your mind.
Is this gimmicky, Dan?
It could be. It could very easily fall. Any new piece of hardware or new setup could be gimmicky if nobody uses it, right? But if people use it, then it's mind-bending. Like, I can't believe this. They're geniuses of their era or whatever. Okay, so. The NX... Supposedly, Nintendo wants you to be able to plug the NX into your phone line when you create your account on it and stuff like that. It'll have your email address, so that's for your cell phone number and stuff like that. You know, kind of weird Big Brother-ish kind of stuff, you know? But they say it's to make a more immersive gaming experience. So let's say you're playing the game,
PT.
PT.
Or, yeah, PT on the NX.
PT on the NX. Okay, sure. Right. Horror thing, right? Uh-huh. Okay. So let's say you're playing like PT and stuff like that, and like in the game, the phone's supposed to ring in the game or something like that, right? And you're supposed to talk to an NPC. So with the power of the NX, what they want to try to do is that, you know, have it plugged into your phone line or your cell phone number or something like that. The system will actually call your phone.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh. Yeah,
so then, like, you actually pick up your phone and be like an NPC from the game or something.
Oh, what
like
is
that.
What does he say on PT? I forgot what he says when you make the phone call. You have been chosen or something.
Oh yeah, you
something
have
like
been
that?
Chosen.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is.
Wouldn't that be creepy?
And you just get pick up.
If you get a phone call at your actual actual home phone or something, you get a phone call and it's like you have been chosen. Mm-hmm. Dude, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, so that's what they're trying to see if they can make that work. Obviously, if you don't put in the information, that's not going to work. which, you know, why wouldn't you, if to make it cool?
Well, yeah, like I mean, that. If you're going to buy it, you might as well,
yeah,
you know, use the features that are available for it. Yeah.
And actually, I don't know if you guys remember, they have those commercials of, like, this people, like, you know, this dad and mom are sitting on the porch, and, like, their kids come up, and, like, oh, where were you? Like, oh, we went to the house to pick up a couple things, and he's like, oh, you remember to turn off the lights and close the door? And the kid's like, yeah, of course we did. And he pulls out his phone, and he checks, he turns off the lights on his phone, and makes sure the doors are locked and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So supposedly they're trying to look into seeing if they can actually have it work with those Bluetooth-enabled, like...
Oh, those light bulbs.
The light bulbs?
Yeah.
So the commercial, basically, they have Bluetooth light bulbs.
I mean, that's a fairly new technology, isn't it?
The light bulbs? To control it, right?
Huh.
Yeah, I think it's been like a year or two or something like
that. Yeah, because I remember reading something about Samsung trying to get into the whole, but I think they were trying to get into it after they've already been made, and I guess they're trying to improve upon it. Mm-hmm. But I remember reading an article about Samsung trying to make these Bluetooth like light bulbs. It just, you can just control with your phone, and apparently you'd be able to control like a crap load of them with your phone. It's just, I mean, the price range for them, I think was like 40 bucks for one light bulb. Yeah.
Light bulb. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, the life on it, I forgot what the life on it was, but I mean, it wasn't.
Not great.
I mean, it was
a year or two.
It wasn't like the LED bulbs that are out now. It was a lot less than that. But I mean, for what you're getting, dude, I think it's a cool price. I mean, I would pay $40. I would pay $40 per light bulb for one of those.
Especially if it worked with your NX.
Especially
for PT, huh?
Yeah. My God.
Flickering light bulb, your house lights start to flicker.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Lights just shut off while you're playing the game.
And Nintendo's having a conference tomorrow. Or today for you listeners.
Yeah, April 1st. They're doing the
conference. They're doing the conference.
And this is a legit conference.
Is legit. This is happening.
Oh, maybe they'll make the official announcements about all this then. That'd be pretty cool.
Dude, that's probably what they're going to talk about then.
All I know is that if they actually make that work, it would.
So they're partnering up with a lot of people nowadays, it seems.
Right, you're partnering up with DNA, who does the cell phone stuff.
The cell phone stuff, and now I'm assuming they're going to partner up with no, they wouldn't have to, right?
No, they wouldn't
with
have to.
With the light bulb stuff?
It would just be a Bluetooth thing that would just connect to
your phone. Yeah, okay.
A little, like, app or something on there to make a hookup.
Man, they're really going all out everywhere, man. Nintendo's trying to make a comeback.
Well, the Wii U did not do really well.
Yeah, the Wii U wasn't that great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like the games on it, dude. Bayonetta's cool on it.
Mm-hmm. You got to take into account.
And you can only play Bayonetta 2 on it, the Wii U. I mean, the new Donkey Kong was great. It was...
Yeah.
It felt like it felt like the difficulty was there, you know what I mean? Like something that I miss from older games.
Mm.
Think about it, right? This is interesting. Like, it seems kind of crazy. Like, why would they do that? Why would they go in this way and stuff like that? But if you think about it, it also is kind of heading in the same direction that everybody else is heading right now.
Oh, with the virtual reality.
Reality. Instead of coming out with a virtual reality goggle or something like that. Just make your house your virtual reality
setting. It's a real reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You like playing horror games. Would you set this up?
Oh, yeah. I would.
You would do it with
the
lights?
With the flickering lights and everything? Hell
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I would. And the phone.
I know Charlie's down for this.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah, so, of course, not all just for horror games. I imagine it could be used for RPGs or like detective games, something like that. You can probably get an email with like spy documents from a game or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, Nintendo's always been, not always, but, recently, the whole, like, the last, like, three systems, they've been pretty much behind, maybe four.
Graphically?
Maybe, yeah. Just, you know, powerhouse, whatever, everything. Mm-hmm. And it seems like this is just their way to compete in a market where it's just so difficult to compete in.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think that doing this would require, like, a huge graphical, like, a huge powerhouse of a system, you know? It'd just be sending some data to, like, a phone or sending to, like, a text message or an email. I just realized something.
What?
This is going to ruin the Japanese population.
What do you mean? The whole...
Because, you know, Japan has a big problem with people not getting the relationship because they have all these dating games. You know, there's a lot of reasons why, you know, because females are becoming more dominant than men. They're looking for dominant men, but the guys are becoming more feminine and stuff like that. And and men are starting to fall for these like perfect girlfriends in their virtual dating games.
Yeah, look this up. Virtual dating and virtual marriages and virtual hotels made for...
Not virtual marriages. The person that actually got married to his 3DS. Okay, that's not virtual. That actually
I don't care. It's fake. It's fake.
Yeah.
It's not a real marriage. This
is
virtual.
This is a real concern. But
they've made hotels specifically for this. For people to go in there with their digital
AR cards.
Boyfriends and girlfriends and furries, maybe. I don't know what they're into.
Eat dinner across from them because you look at it through the 3DS and there's like an AR card. Yeah, that dude.
Wow.
And like, you know, sleeping and like, and you can take pictures in front of like famous places with, you know, the AR card and like, hey, selfie. There's my girlfriend.
Japan, you weird.
It's an actual thing.
Yeah. Look it up. Not making it up. Look it up.
But imagine you have this set up. Now your fake girlfriend's sending you text messages. Maybe you're not even home. She's sending you text messages. Hey, how are you doing, sweetie? Blah, blah. It's just gonna make the problem worse. And you know they're gonna put dating games on it, too.
Because they put dating games on everything. Yeah, there's dating games everywhere. Over there. Mm. Oh my god. Stop it, Japan.
They are releasing a lot more dating games, not Nintendo per se, but companies are releasing a lot more dating games in the US.
That's just happening there, man.
In America.
Oh, in the U.S.?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Is that even popular?
There's a niche for it. I don't think it's widestream popular.
Yeah, I don't think I've, like, really hear people talking about
it. I think there's a reason why you haven't heard a lot of people talking about it yet. So far, I've only seen these games coming out on the Steam.
Oh,
okay. So it's not reaching the wide audience, but I think they're going to be coming out with some... At least, I think one company is pushing one out. I'm not sure if it was the Vita or the 3DS, but I think they're going to release one on one of the handheld consoles in the US.
Oh, wow.
Which would be only one of two, right?
Well, I mean, I assume it would be the 3DS because that's the one that has the most proliferation here in America. Mm-hmm. But I can't...
But it just seems like it's geared more to the kids, though, the 3DS.
They have a lot of...
Vita is the more adult console.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good point. I mean, it'll be interesting. I mean, I've played, like, Flash dating games in the past, just kind of check them
out. Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I've played them before. And I can see their appeal.
Did you have a good time?
I kind of did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dan's becoming Japanese.
I mean, this wasn't recently. This was way back when I first heard about these. But, I mean, like, I see the appeal, you know, like, in the world where, like, people are so, like, fascinated with, like, how people look and stuff like that. Here's a fake girl you can talk to that's interested in you and blah, 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 you know. Even though all your answers are canned responses, right? Mm. But,
You got robo fever.
I can see the appeal in it. I'd prefer a real woman over a fake one. But, I mean, like, if you're just a depressed, lonely guy, it's a pick-me-up. Yeah, it seems like pick me up. So I'm like, hey, you're fascinated in what I'm saying. Like, you're interested in me.
I can see that becoming so addictive to somebody like that.
Yeah.
Like, where they just wouldn't be able to let it go.
I mean, even without the video games, there's still stuff that happens like that in America today, you know?
But it doesn't seem healthy to me. It's not healthy. It's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy. No.
That's the wrong people to...
But that's... That's who's going to latch onto it, though. They might not market it to those people. They're the ones that are going to, like, get latched onto it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And would you try one out, Jeff? Would you?
No,
would
you, I really wouldn't.
Flash one? Like, one of the short ones? One of the 5-10-minute ones? You pick a girl, you get to know her.
You know what? Just for the show.
Yeah, just for the experience.
Yeah. I'll do it for the show. But
You're actually going to do one? And give us a report on it?
Yeah, dude.
Alright, we'll have to find
one. I mean,
one.
It's not like... It's not anything that I'm interested in doing, but... Whatever, man.
You just a fair warning, you have to watch out. A lot of the Flash ones tend to be, like, adult hentai games.
Is that not the one I'm doing? I thought that was the one I was doing.
I mean, you could do that one. I just know you have a house with kids and stuff. Like, so you have to play out through night. Your wife comes in, gets yourself a cat milk. What are you doing?
Nothing, honey.
Nothing.
Who's that?
Who's
what? Shut up! Shut up!
It's not. They're not that good.
Oh my god!
They're not that advanced.
Unplug your computer's mic.
Just You switch the computer over to like a porno scene. Like, no, I'm just watching porn.
It's just porn. She meant nothing to me. But let's see. What else do we have? The Call of Duty thing. The Call of Duty thing. There's so Call of Duty's working on a new game.
Right. Well, Call of Duty's not working. The Activision.
Activision. Yeah. Activision on a new Call of Duty game.
Yeah, whatever studio it is, they have like five of
them. You know what I meant. So, now they've done some stuff that people. The thing that comes to mind is the airport scene on Modern Warfare 2.
Okay, I've heard of it.
Where it comes, right, there's a warning before it, and it's completely optional. You don't have to do this part of the game. There's no, you know, you don't take anything,
there's no penalty for penalties. Yeah. No penalty for skipping
it. For skipping it, yeah. So, basically, this is a scene, where there's just people getting mowed down in an airport, like civilians getting mowed down. There's, you know, you can see characters crawling, you know, like leaving trails of blood behind them, and other people trying to save other people.
Wow.
And like, it's a gruesome scene. And there's a warning, and they tell you even if you start the scene, if you decide, hey, I'm gonna do this, you can quit at any time during it and just skip forward.
And I remember the big thing about this is that you're one of the people shooting the civilians.
You don't have to. I don't think you actually have to shoot anybody to.
But you're with the group.
That part. Yeah, you're with the group. You're what is it? CIA agent, with the Russian mafia, Russian somebody.
KGB.
It's, I'm not exactly sure.
I never actually played it.
Yeah, I heard about this. A bunch of Russians, and there's an American infiltrating them, and the Russians are, you know, like shooting down all these people. I don't think you specifically have to kill anybody, and I think you can actually beat this part of the game without killing anybody. But there's people dying, and they're just shooting. And there was a lot of countries changed the game before they started selling it. Who was it? Russia basically deleted that whole thing from the game.
Oh, okay.
They're just like, this is not going to be in this game if it's going to be sold here. And Japan did some. I think Japan get rid of it. I can't remember, but I think Japan might have gotten rid of it too. No. Japan didn't get rid of it. Japan, I think, made it so that you can't kill anybody.
Oh.
And if you did kill somebody, you could kill somebody, but it'd be game over. So you basically can't kill anybody.
Yeah.
And there was other countries I think that changed it up. I think Germany was also one of them where like you couldn't shoot them yourself. And so that, you know, there's been controversial stuff with the Call of Duties, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so this next game, there's gonna be Children of War, right? Okay. Which is basically like it's what you see on TV, like all these, you know, all these young kids like in Africa and stuff with guns, like automatic. Like assault rifles, you know what I mean? Like these children, right? These warlords
will kidnap them and make them.
Insane. So like, you know, this is something that it's just I don't know, dude. I don't know how I feel about this, but I don't think they're gonna use very small children. It's gonna be more around like the 12 to 16.
You're gonna have to fight.
It's not gonna be like.
That's what I was gonna say. You're gonna fight. You gonna fight them?
I'm not exactly sure,
huh?
But I believe it's going to be included. Yeah.
Oh
wow!
But it's just it's going to be in one of those controversial things that, you know, they've done it before.
I mean, I guess, you know, people who are in conflicts over that, that's something that they have to deal with. It's a real thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's a real life problem, and I just don't know how I feel about it.
So what's the setting for this game yet? I mean, has it been? I mean,
not exactly sure what the setting is yet. But
I mean, it happens in Africa, it has happened in the past, like Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge. It happened there. Yeah.
But
like
Africa
that.
is definitely more.
It's more on people's minds, I think, for it happening there. But I mean, I guess they could put it somewhere else, or in the future or something like that. But.
Yeah, it could just be something completely different,
like
in
dystopian
the
future
real,
city.
In the real world. Yeah,
But the concept.
The concept is there. Like they're including this in the game. I mean, it probably wouldn't be a good idea to put like 5-year-old, 6-year-old children in this.
No.
That just
yeah.
seems a little young. So it's probably going to be a little more teenager children. Mm. But it's just, I don't know, man. I think it's a step in the wrong direction myself.
Mm.
I don't think this should be done. And I feel like they need to really think about what they're doing here before they start, producing.
I mean, if they were to put in maybe something kind of like in the background, like in like Call of Duty games, you'll see other people fighting. Maybe that. But as for the player, like trying to shoot down even teenagers or 12 to 16-year-olds, like, that's uncomfortable to me.
What if they flipped it around? Like, what if you were the Child of War, for a segment of the game? Something like that. You got to see.
I think it changes it. But don't you think so? If
it would, it would be definitely different, but I still wouldn't agree with it.
Yeah.
It's just...
It raises controversy. It brings the subject to the light of more
people.
It does.
But... I don't think people are ready for it.
Here's my argument there, right? Like, games are in this very interesting point in time where they're becoming less child toys and more, tools for, debate and stuff like that. Games developers, game company wants to be taken more and more serious, like the film industry and the book industry. If you put this in the movie, people would be like, oh, wow, let's give this movie an Oscar. You put this type of thing in the game, you're like, oh, I don't know about this. So, I mean, I could see them, developers are trying to push it, hey, no, take us seriously. Like, we're using serious subjects,
just trying to bring the lighter, the matter into the light.
Like, Spec Ops The Line was a really dark game that dealt with, a lot of very serious topics. It was a really good game because of it. It got a lot of acclaim because of its subject matter, not its gameplay. It was a really well done game. It was just a standard shooter, but the actual story of the game was so good that people took it really seriously and stuff like that. So maybe they're trying to go for that.
Yeah, because I mean that game, that part where there's one of your own soldiers hanging from a rope. And then there's one of the people. Where were they at? I forgot where they were at.
They were in Dubai.
Were they in Egypt?
They were in Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah.
So there's this civilian hanging from a rope,
Dubai,
right?
Dubai civilian and American soldier.
And then, so these soldiers, the Dubai soldiers, they're like, hey, this guy right here? The civilian?
A little bit of preface. The Dubai soldiers are American soldiers, but they kind of want AWOL and they're kind of like, this is our city now? Kind of a thing.
They're fighting together, though, aren't they?
Well, no, you're going in, because you go in to figure out what's going on, because you lost contact with the American, captain.
And then, you end up meeting a group of your people, and they start fighting you.
And they start fighting you, yeah.
But there's also a group of Dubai people, that are fighting you. Aren't they fighting together?
No, they're not fighting together.
They're not fighting together. So you're fighting, two different armies.
The Dubai, you're mostly fighting the Americans. There's very little, Dubai soldiers, per se.
Okay. I didn't get too far into the game, but and now I can't play. But that's whatever.
Just pick it up on Steam; it's worth it.
I don't know if my computer can play it. But they tell you, okay, this civilian right here, he stole some water. Mm. He was thirsty and he needed to, he needed water for his family, right? Mm. Now this soldier, what did they say he did? Do you remember?
I think he caught the guy and beat him for it or something like that.
Yeah, he did something stupid.
Yeah.
And so they give you a choice. Shoot this guy or shoot that guy.
Who gets to live?
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, that's something like...
And the American soldiers not just, like, standing there. They're all snipers, like, on the ridge line, pointing their guns
at
you.
Yeah, dude.
You have to make a choice. Oh, okay.
The first thing I did was, like, I'm not shooting anybody, dude. So I went to go shoot the people sniping.
Yeah.
But they took me out quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was... and apparently Dan says it's possible to actually do that.
Oh, it is. Oh,
but,
it is. I did it.
I didn't actually...
Oh, you did it. Yeah. Oh,
okay. I thought that was an impossible thing, because I tried it once, and they took me out really quick. So I was just like... Okay, I guess I can't do that.
You were also playing on hard, and I was playing on normal.
Yeah, that's true. I chose the hard setting. But, so I was just like, okay, so I guess I can't do that. So I ended up shooting the soldier. I didn't want to shoot the civilian. I was like, that's not a real crime.
Yeah.
And the soldier's one of my guys. He's one of my guys, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was
just
like,
American soldier.
Okay, man, I'm sorry, dude.
I think it's a good call, you know, like, because soldiers, their job, you go into your work thinking, like, I might die. You know, you prepare yourself kind of for that mentally. Mm. I would imagine you'd have to, right?
Yeah.
Whereas the civilian's like, oh, I should get some water, and now I'm hanging from this bridge and somebody's telling people that they have to shoot me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different, like, at least the soldier's prepared to die, whereas the civilian's not, per se. But anyway, it's very interesting. I love that game so much, because it's not like choose A or B. It's you choose by your gameplay. If you decide to shoot the guy, you just pick up your gun and shoot him. There's no, like, you hit A to shoot this guy, or you hit X to shoot that guy.
Oh, okay.
There's another part also where you pick up these mortars, mm-hmm. and you start shooting them. Or is it napalm? They shoot napalm or something? I don't know. Wow. Some kind of chemical. They're shooting out a chemical.
Yeah.
And it's just there. It's sitting right there. Nobody tells you to use it, but you see it there, and you can either... choose to use it or choose not to use it.
They put you in a situation where there's like a big military force in front of you, so they make it tempting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But they don't. I mean, they don't tell you anything about consequences for it.
They tell you, it's what.
But
it's
after what, you use, like, if you use it, it's a whole new set of thing that happens in the game. And if you don't use it, and I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers to anybody who hasn't played it, but it's definitely a choice, and it's just there. Like, you don't even. A lot of times, you make choices that you don't even know, you don't know that you made.
Yeah.
Like, it's super cool. It's like, and that's awesome. And Dan was telling me about certain parts. I was like, wait, that was, and I told him, because I thought the hanging part was the first choice that I've ever made in the game. And Dan was like, no, you made a choice back here doing this, and you made a choice back here doing that. And I was like, I didn't even realize I was making choices.
Oh,
like,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it was, it's really cool.
Huh. Yeah, the chemical they use is white phosphorus, which is, if anybody's ever looked that up or heard about it, it's like just this really terrific chemical to use. It basically, it's just like...
Terrific?
Horrific. Horrific.
That's a really terrific chemical. it cleanses the pores.
No matter of speaking. It basically just leaves charred remains of your enemy. It's like, it's like a really fast-acting napalm. It's just, you know, it's just like burned, like, bodies and stuff like that. It's a terrifying thing. So it's like,
which you use this or you don't. Because of the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, you can't. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think it has been used in warfare.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the Geneva Convention has been like, hey, wait a second. This was pretty crazy. Let's not do that anymore. Yeah.
I thought all was fair in love and war. I guess not.
Yeah. Oh, here's something, pretty cool I saw. Canada's doing something pretty interesting. We talked about Denmark doing the Bloodborne thing.
Yeah.
You get a free game for giving blood and stuff like that. Well, Canada has found an interesting way to tackle an obesity problem. They're giving away free games.
Do they have an obesity problem? Everybody. I mean, I guess so. Nowadays, it's just more of a common thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably don't have as bad as one as we do. But
no, I mean, America's definitely the worst out of, like,
everywhere. America's not going to come up with this idea either, right? It's going to be Sweden or Denmark or Canada or something like that comes up with an idea like this. Mm. So they're giving their citizens the opportunity to join an exercise program. I don't remember how long the program is, something like two weeks, a month or something like that, right? Or how intensive it is.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you join this program, you do the routine, you do the workouts and stuff like that. I think you have to go to a place to do it so they can prove that you did it, kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's also good because then they have an actual person that will actually show you how to do it right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you do this program, and at the end of the program, you get a free game.
Oh, nice.
So, you get a workout, and you get your free game. So, it's, incentive to keep people healthy.
My wife's insurance did that.
Really?
Yeah, they would send, from the insurance she has at work, they would send her a letter every now and then, hey, if you join a workout program or some kind of health program, just something to, either for exercise or something for eating better, they would knock off like a certain amount of your premiums for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And so it's basically the same thing, instead of like not getting some free premiums over here, you're getting a free game, but it's the same idea.
Yeah, same kind of thing.
Which is it's kind of cool. I mean, we never did it. just because we're so damn lazy.
Oh.
But it was there. I mean, it was an option. I thought, I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh.
So, I mean, America is kind of doing this, or maybe just companies, insurance companies or whatever.
Mm.
Just companies themselves. Right.
It makes sense for an insurance company to want to make sure
they
you're
keep
healthy.
You healthy. Yeah. I mean, they give you a little money now to save a lot of money later.
Yeah.
But, Michelle Obama, you want kids to stop being fat, listen to Canada, and stop trying to take away our good lunches from schools.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I want my chocolate milk back. Yeah. Even though I don't go to school anymore, I want that option.
Yeah, I want chocolate milk.
So I got one final story. This involves Russia. Halo Online. You guys heard about this?
Yes.
So Halo Online is a free-to-play PC shooter coming only to Russia.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, only to PC. There's no current plans to put it on the Xbox One.
Why is this exclusive to Russia?
I don't know.
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't have the
Russia
answer for
out
you.
Of all places, dude.
I think Russia does have a pretty big competitive gaming scene.
Really?
So that might be a reason why.
When it comes to shooters, then?
Well, the World of Tanks. That's the biggest.
Okay.
That's the biggest thing in Russia that I know about is World of Tanks.
Because I was gonna say, I know the fighting scene, and definitely Russia's not one of them.
but they got Zangief.
They do got Zangief, and they want Zangief to protect the skies, but they don't join in, dude.
So, I don't. It's a very interesting. Everything about it is interesting. Why is it PC only? Why is it free to play? Why is it Russia?
Is it just a test? It seems like a test.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It seems like it's a test. Like being on PC. I mean, being on PC, free to play. I mean,
they're using Russia as a game tester.
And it's only multiplayer. There's no single player campaign in it whatsoever.
Yeah, I'd have to say this is a test, in my opinion.
It seems right? Yeah.
It seems like kind of like testing.
Test it out with a bunch of, with a certain group of people, and then if it works out, everything, find the bugs, find the glitches, all the good stuff, and then just kind of give it out to the rest of the world.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the Russian market, but I'm guessing they don't sell many consoles there.
Yeah, probably not. I imagine the import cost is way up in Russia.
Yeah.
Especially, didn't they have like a... No, that was a food embargo.
Wait, why? It's from Japan. Japan's right there.
I don't know.
They're like right there. They're neighbors, dude.
I guess they were really close to each other. But, I mean, like...
It wouldn't cost much to ship a PS4 to Russia.
Maybe not. I don't know how taxes and stuff like that work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's expensive, maybe it's not, but... For some reason, people are just too depressed to play games in Russia or something. I don't know. The winters are too cold.
PS4 light will keep you warm.
I would guess that their gaming habits might be similar to South Korea's, just the online multiplayer on PC.
Yeah.
I just don't see them being console players, but maybe not.
And supposedly they got a setup that'll run on lower end PCs, which is good, broaden your market.
Yeah.
So you think we'll see this before the year to be sooner than later?
If it's starting now, I would say by the end of the year, it would be...
In America?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a good amount of time.
Mm. But why?
Especially because it seems like a test.
Why do it, though? I mean, why compete with yourself? You give out a free-to-play Halo multiplayer thing on PC.
It's cheaper to do it.
Why do I want to buy Halo 5 now?
I would say it would be cheaper to... Wait. Say that again?
Why would I want to buy... Why do I want to buy Halo 5? I got this free Halo multiplayer all the time on my PC.
For the campaign?
Hmm? That's not what's going to win me money in the competitions.
I'm sure it's going to be a different, possibly dumbed down version. Like, compared to
if
Halo 5.
If it's free to play, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see somebody investing too much money into a game that's going to be free.
Yeah, free to play, but probably pay to win kind of type of thing.
They might do that, pay to win. Like, how do you do that with a multiplayer game, though?
I mean, I guess
perks,
unlock
perks faster or something like that.
Yeah,
if they do that approach.
I don't like that idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
But... People don't like that idea. No, people don't. I mean, people online complain about it all the time.
Maybe they like it in
games come out like that, dude.
It might not be do bad in Russia. Maybe that market, it works.
I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's interesting.
Does it give a date?
I didn't see one. I just know it's something they're going to put out in Russia only, apparently, they say.
You're going to have to keep track of that.
I would doubt it would come to America as fast as by the end of this year, then.
No.
I don't think it would be that quick. Especially with Halo 5 coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't put out two things in a year, I don't think. But you never know.
Yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, okay. You got anything you want to bring up real quick?
No, not really.
Gotta get back on your gaming, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta get back on the show more regularly. I think our time schedule syncing up again.
No, that's right, yeah.
Alright, so that's all we have for this episode. Thanks for listening. As always, you can catch me on YouTube, Game Daze, DAZE.
I Twitch a lot less now because my PlayStation 3 is broken. But I still Twitch on Twitch.tv/BlackHoleFlare. But if, and I'm telling everybody to do this, is get a better Twitch TV. It's just an extension that you can get for your browser, and it makes Twitch TV better. I have
how so?
I have emotes on my channel now, personal emotes that I created, and you can only see them through better Twitch TV. So if you have the add-on, can you see mine and use them in my chat? Also, it gives the black look.
Oh, the cinema look?
Mm-hmm.
Cinema experience.
And it makes it to where, I think it automatically puts timestamps on the chat, so you can see what time people chatted, so you don't join in a conversation that happened like 10 minutes ago.
That's right. Okay.
If it's the last thing that someone chatted, you know what I mean? There's other stuff, like you get different emoticons for the regular happy face, sad face. You get some kind of monkey that existed a decade ago, 2 decades ago, something like that. I don't know. Mm. I think they removed some of the clutter, and it makes it look a lot better. But it's a great extension for your browser, Mozilla or Chrome.
Huh.
Yeah, right. I didn't say Internet Explorer because Internet Explorer sucks.
They suck
pretty bad.
Yeah,
but yeah, Twitch.tv/BlackHoleFlare.
Yep, and you can always send us emails to the following address, uncoredgamers@gmail.com. Speaking of which, let me take a look and see if we have any. Nope, that's just Twitter.
We're so popular.
No emails yet, people. Send us
send some
emails.
Let's
know what you want us to talk about. So we can do it. Let's check the Twitter feed. See if we got any tweets sent our way. Nope. I might just cut that out. Alright, so again, our Twitter is @UncoredGamers. We don't tweet a lot out, but you can use it to contact us if you don't want to send us an email. We do check it as we're recording or before we're recording the shows, as well as the emails, so we can try to interact with you, our listener. And we do have listeners. You know, we have about 20 hits a week, typically. We have some people listening to us from, it seems like, South Africa, a bunch of bloggers and stuff like that.
Really?
We got a couple hits from them and stuff like that.
Oh, I haven't even checked. I just do it for the enjoyment.
Yeah. It's fun. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what you guys think about the stuff we talk about. Which is why we did this special episode. As you know, you're listening to this probably on April 1st. We peppered in some fake news stories into the nice announcements. Some of them are legit. Some of them are fake. We won't tell you how many. We just want to hear which ones you think are fake. Send us an email. Send us some questions to the Twitter. Charlie does not know which ones are fake. Uh-huh. He came in after me and Jeff had already planned this.
Uh-huh.
So, Charlie, I'll give you one guess to see if you can figure out which one of these is fake. And that will tell you if you were right after the show.
Okay. So, do you want me to give you an answer now?
Yeah.
I would say, the Nintendo NX news.
You'll have to find out next week.
Later.